things inside Mary's trunk told her story. As a governess, man, she was great with kids. Unfortunately, one of them gave her smallpox. She was all but dead when a secret admirer decided that she was too beautiful to slip away. Reborn as a vampire, Mary was always at Marco's side. Two of them drank their way through Europe, never bothering to watch the shadows. But you see, the same priest that had been with Mary at her deathbed, he had never given up on her. And he knew that killing Mary's maker would turn her back into a human. But he didn't know that that trick only worked on a vampire's first night. With Marco dead, she flew to a rage. And it was then Father Ignatius learned just how terrifying those monsters could be. Poor fella ran for it. Spent the next 37 years just one step ahead of Mary. But on the edge of the new world, in New Marais, she finally caught up to him. Nowhere left to run, Ignatius moved quick. Gathered the townsfolk together and struck first. Well, you know the rest.